Listening Library presents Suddenly Supernatural, Book 3, Unhappy Medium, by Elizabeth Cody Kimmel. Read for you by Allison Ryan. Chapter 1. I daydream a lot, especially during science class. I can dream up the perfect dessert, the perfect day, the perfect slice of pizza, even the perfect boy. But I have to tell you, sleeping or awake, I could never have imagined a place that looked like the Whispering Pines Mountain House. My best friend Jack's mother was a painfully slow driver, so it seemed to be taking forever to get closer to the hotel itself. But eventually, she managed to pull the car into the circular drive by the main entrance. Almost immediately, a guy in a red and black uniform and an embarrassing little cap approached our car. "Checking in?" he asked. And he glanced at the back seat at me and Jack and gave us a little wink. Now that's what I call service. "Yes," replied Mrs. Gray, a little icily. "We're with the Young Northeast Musicians Convention." Jack's mother is not exactly the warm and fuzzy type. I'm betting in a previous life, she was Attila the Hun or some other big guy with a spear that scared everybody half to death and ate raw meat. Jack leaned close to me and whispered, "Cat, what do you think? A place like this has to be seething with ghosts, doesn't it?" I didn't quite take to the concept of seething with ghosts. But Whispering Pines was built in the mid-1800s, and it was enormous. As one of the oldest hotels in the Northeast, the place was certain to be filled with spirits, and I was betting some of them were going to be very happy to see me. What's worse, I was betting some of them weren't.